Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, Dua Lipa, and Don't Start Now. But we have to start because he's here.
Colonel King from Fort Knox, here for the Fort Knox update.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for coming in. And so let's get right into it. What's going on Fort Knox because of COVID-19?
Yeah, so quite a bit to talk about it. And I will tell you that you know, this kind of started about the middle of last week, I think, for us in earnest. You know, it's really essentially managing information. And for us, it's been managing misinformation for the most part. I will tell you, we spent 99% of our time kind of chasing reports that may or may not be right. One of those happened yesterday, and I will tell you that some listeners may have heard rumors yesterday that a Fort Knox employee tested positive for COVID-19. Up front, I think we can all agree that this subject in general is rapidly evolving. In that same vein, it's important that our experts are responsive, deliberate, and also careful in their approach so we provide accurate and helpful information. It is important to note that there are strains of coronavirus ranging from the common cold to COVID-19. There is a ton of coronaviruses out there. I think we're becoming experts on that at this point in time, but not all of it is 19. Right now, our Fort Knox Preventive Medicine team is following up with that particular employee in question to ensure that individual does not have the COVID-19 strain. However, based on the information we had at the time yesterday, we did opt to close our 4 physical fitness centers, which at this time have only been open to service members to enable safe social distancing. Those remain closed this morning and will remain closed until we know for sure we're not dealing with a situation. Should there be any notable updates, we'll push those out to the community. But this time, Fort Knox has no confirmed COVID-19 cases. I'll say that again. There are no confirmed COVID-19 cases on Fort Knox.
All right. Thank you for that update. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, the rumor mill, you know, things get talked about. So I'm glad that you were able to clarify that so that we can know for sure.
Yeah, so. No, it's good. And I will tell you that there's some good resources out there. Folks can go to home.army.mil.knox. There's a Fort Knox COVID-19 website. It's got all the information. Some of the stuff we're struggling with, and I suspect that, you know, I haven't talked to Mayor Duvall or Mayor Gregory, but I suspect it's the same for them. Some of the definitions, quarantine, isolation, self-quarantine, self-isolation. In some cases, we're getting guys that have a runny nose, they get quarters, and suddenly people interpret that it's quarantined. Well, it's not the case. So a lot of good information out there. Home.army.mil.knox. Look for the COVID-19 tab.
That's great because there's a lot of confusion. It's just, this is all new for us and, you know, trying to figure all this out. So thank you for providing that.
No, absolutely.
I think once we started hearing the words from the World Health Organization, pandemic.
Yeah.
I think people, yes, this is to be taken seriously. Yes, this should be handled with care. But pandemic, that word does not mean the severity of the specific illness. That just means the spread of it worldwide.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, folks are scared, understandably concerned about this. But this is one of those things that, you know, it's going to pass. It's going to pass. So I would mention that Ireland Army Health Clinic is screening patients for COVID-19 as they enter the facility. That's a little bit of a change. When they roll up there, they'll see a tent outside. It's nothing more than a precautionary measure to make sure that if there is something, we catch it on the outside of the facility before folks roll into the facility.
Now, when you say screening for it, can you tell us what the process is for
Yes.
that?
Yes. So if somebody comes up there, they'll ask them a series of questions. You know, have you been to this country? Are you experiencing fever, cough, runny nose, that types of things? And if the answers to those are yes, then there's a secondary test. Maybe we take a temperature, things of that nature to kind of confirm or deny, and then pass that test, enter the facility. If somebody's got a fever, then there's some secondary procedures they'll do outside the facility before they potentially bring that inside. But again, so far the systems work great. We've had no confirmed cases yet.
All right. And aside from all of this, there is some other stuff going on at Fort Knox that people can enjoy.
There is. Now, to be fair, like most others, we've closed down a lot of facilities. Some of the stuff that are still open, we still have the auto center open, the golf course is still open, Camp Carlson's open, the consignment shop and the frame shops are open. All of our food concessions are open. They're pickup and carry out only, but those are open, and outdoor recreation is open. But what I really want to push is for those that, you know, you got time on your hands and you're looking for something, you know, safe to do, the golf course is where it's at. And I'll tell you, it, you know, there's weekly, weekday golf specials right now, $30 for 18 holes, $20 for 9 holes, cart fees included. Great time to start playing if you haven't played before.
No problem social distancing there.
No problem
on
social distancing. Yep. Come on out.
All right, Colonel King, thanks so much for the update from Fort Knox. We are Quixie 98.3.